This is Or Are We Dancer? A Turtle Universe, the 100 crossover fic, written by Josh and read by
Silver and Blue,
Schmaler,
Words Are My Faith, Love the Heaven,
KLB,
and Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Jin, although does feature the pairing of Alana, Pirate Swoop, and George Cooper, with additional tags for alternate universe modern setting, Pokemon Go. John is the first of her friends to get Pokemon Go, because, according to John,
I am part of the Zeitgeist, Alana. My army of Pidgeys is going to destroy you.
He has 15 and they're all CP10,
Raoul remarks.
I only just got the app, and even I know they're terrible.
They're going to peck you to death,
John says.
Like in Zelda? When you hit the chickens enough with the sword, and then suddenly there's a swarm of chickens. That's what me and my Pidgeys are.
Just trade them for candy and evolve as many as you can,
Burry says. She got the app almost as soon as John did, and she's already like 5 levels higher than him and has claimed 3 gems. Alana hasn't even gotten it yet, but she's already learned the lingo.
Pidgeys are the best to grind. They're everywhere, and it only takes 12 candy to evolve them. It's a great way to level up.
We don't know what he's doing with the Pokemon we transfer,
John says, defensive.
I don't trust him. You're part of the problem, Burry.
This is why you're never going to be a gym leader,
Burry says. And then, excited enough that Alana jumps,
Charmander!
Charmander?
Asks John. And even Raoul pulls out his phone to try and find it.
Not to be one of those bad articles about millennials ruining the world,
George says, dry from behind the bar.
But this is creepy, honestly.
It's on your shirt,
says John.
It's adorable.
Just like I always dreamed.
George looks at Alana, thoughtful.
How long before you get it?
I don't get the appeal, honestly.
So, a week,
says George, fond. And Alana rolls her eyes.
Now I'm going to get it just to piss you off.
I expect nothing less from you.
He ruffles her hair. It's actually Dane who convinces her, without even trying. She's in grad school now, getting more degrees. Because Dane and Newmare seem to have a relationship that revolves around having more degrees than the other. Alana just finished her first year teaching history, so they get lunch together when they're both on campus, even though it's summer and neither of them actually has classes right now. It's harder to find time when they're both free as they get older, and it's nice to have some company. She's surprised when Dane says,
Sorry, I'm trying to catch a Ponyta,
before she sits down.
You too?
Alana asks.
Yes,
says Dane, and then flushes.
Sorry, that was... I got it.
She smiles.
Me to what?
The Pokemon app.
Oh, yes. You don't have it?
I don't get the appeal.
It's been wonderful for us,
says Dane.
Of course I got it.
Wonderful for who?
The shutter, of course.
Alana blanks.
How?
Oh, we asked people playing to walk dogs. And we got the shelter made a Pokestop, so folks come by just wanting to check in and see the sign saying they can take the dogs out. We've already gotten 3 adopted since we started.
I had no idea.
And it's fun,
she says, flushing a little, like she's embarrassed to like it. Given Dane is a good 5 years younger than John and 2 years younger than Burry, Alana doesn't think she should feel bad.
I've never played the games, or anything like that, but the animals are cute. Do you want to see my favorite ones?
She looks so excited. Alana would be a heartless monster to say no. When she gets back to her office, she downloads the app and sets up her account. She picks a male avatar, because that's what she feels like today. Ever since she had kids, she likes taking chances to feel masculine when she has them. Gender is fucked up. There is something strangely exciting about the game once she gets started. A weird thrill at seeing Squirtle on her desk, and then the other Pokemon silhouettes around her, ones she recognizes from when she and Tom were little and spent weeks trading and training Pokemon in Red and Blue. She hasn't played since then, but it's still nostalgic and fun, and she ends up wandering around campus, catching her own army of Pidgeys and Rattatas, checking in at Pokestops, and being told she can't do anything with the gym until she's level 5. When she goes to the dub at 6, George takes one look at her and says,
"You got that Pokemon game."
She slumps into her seat and accepts one of the twins from him. After a lifetime of being confused for Tom, she feels bad for not being able to tell her own children apart, but George can't either. She assumes at some point they'll develop real faces and personalities.
"How could you tell?"
George tweaks her nose.
"You've got a guilty conscience written all over your face. And that's the kind of thing you'd be guilty about. I hear it's doing good things for the world, though. Rakesh said your brother took a walk outside in nature today, all by himself."
"He's going to have a terrible sunburn," Rakesh says, voice full of fake sorrow. "I'll have to rub lotion all over his..."
"Stop,"
says Alana. "But then..."
"He went outside?"
"Explore the neighborhood. Ask me what the sun was and where it came from. I sent him to Wikipedia, of course," says Rakesh.
"It's doing good for Dane's shelter, too,"
says Alana. 90% of everything Rakesh says is bullshit, but she appreciates his efforts.
"They're letting people walk dogs while they catch Pokemon. It's really working out well."
"I think we need to make ourselves a stop," Rakesh says, "so we can get lures up."
"That's what Dane did. You're probably right."
"The whole world's against me," George says. "At least I'm used to it."
He glances at Rakesh.
"Whatever you want to do is fine. Put up lures, make us check in, buy a white van and give out candy if you want. But don't expect me to buy a new phone so I can help you out."
"You should give me a raise for doing all your technology," Rakesh says.
"I did. But if this Pokemon thing really takes off, I'll give you another one."
He glances at Alana, smiles.
"I'm not going to lose you now, am I? Go off on the road, become a Pokemon master, leave me alone to raise the kids."
"I'll be gone by tomorrow,"
she says. The baby in her lap protests, and she smiles.
"But I'm here tonight, so give me a bottle."
Honestly, she doesn't get that into the game for a while. She'll go out on Pokemon hunting trips with her friends or her brother, because it's fun and social, and like Rakesh, she's honestly just proud of Tom for interacting with the outside world. But she's pretty absent about it left to her own devices. She'll check if there are any Pokemon in or near her office when she needs a break from work, and get the stops when she walks around campus, but that's about it. Until she realizes... Until she realizes the Arcanine at the top of the gym by her office belongs to Bellamy Blake. It doesn't bother her that someone like Burry is better at this game than she is. Burry cares more about it than Alana does. She's plenty competitive, too competitive often, but she hasn't had a reason to be competitive about this. It didn't matter to her at all. But Blake is... Well, in the months since she met him at his first staff meeting, they've seen each other about once a week, and each time have had a meaningless argument about nothing that managed to be simultaneously enraging and a little bit fun. People don't just pick fights with Alana for no reason these days. It's novel, and it turns out she missed it. The Arcanine is named Cerberus, and the trainer's name is Nobody's Odysseus. Which is not enough evidence to prove it's Blake, given the gym is near both the history and classics department, and there are plenty of equally nerdy people who might have chosen such names. The avatar broadly resembles Blake, black hair and tan skin, but the avatar customization is minimal enough she doesn't feel as if that's evidence. And it's not as if Alan of Columbus bears much resemblance to Alana herself, unless he knew about her habit of cross-dressing. So she has no way of being sure it's him. She just has a feeling. And she trusts her own gut.
So, how do I defeat a gym?
She asks, two nights later at the Dove.
I've waited so long for this moment,
John says.
How many Pidgeys do you have?
You aren't allowed to speak,
says Bury.
Which gym? What color is it?
Blue. The one near my office.
Mystics,
Bury says. As if this is a long-standing feud, and not an arbitrary rivalry created by a game less than 2 months old. Then again, given her interest in the whole thing is also based on an arbitrary month-old rivalry, Alana maybe shouldn't be throwing any stones.
That means I can fight it, right?
Let me see your Pokemon,
says Bury. Alana hands over her phone with only brief hesitation. Her Pokemon are fine, decent CP, and as evolved as they can be, but she's not nearly on Bury's level.
You're Valor 2, aren't you?
She asks, absent, and then nods with satisfaction.
Yes, good. I'll come by tomorrow. We can work together to take it down.
The nice thing about Bury is that she considers violence to be its own reward. So there are no uncomfortable questions about Alana's motivation for trying to take the gym or anything like that. The gym exists and is held by Team Mystic. That's all Bury needs to get her in on this. As always, George is sharper.
So what did this gym do to you?
He asks her in bed that night.
The one you and Bury are going to take over.
She thinks about it, but this is George. He knows her.
You remember that guy I told you about in the classics department?
The one you punched in the face?
By accident.
Of course, by accident.
Well, I think he's the one who's got the gym now.
There's a long pause.
You don't even know?
He asks at last.
I don't even know if he plays the game,
she admits.
But he looks like he would.
George laughs and tugs her closer in the dark.
Darling,
he says,
I love you.
Bury does most of the work with actually fighting the gym. Alana is working with her in the nominal sense that they're both there, and Alana is attempting to do things. She's fairly useless in terms of having good enough Pokemon, but Bury seems to feel that's correctable.
I assume you want to claim the gym, too, and keep it,
she adds. It feels like a trap to Alana, but she does. It's her gym. She had better be the leader.
Yeah.
Then we have some training to do.
George, at least, thinks it's funny.
Have you figured out if it's Professor Blake yet?
He asks.
Not for sure,
she admits. It's been 2 weeks, and she and maybe Blake are trading custody of the gym every few days. Bury is usually the leader when she and Alana take it, since she has the most powerful Pokemon, while the Mystic's most powerful Pokemon tends to come from either maybe Blake or someone named Slither Griffin, a blonde-haired female avatar about the same level as Nobody's Odysseus. Alana appreciates her existence, honestly. It makes her feel better about having Bury for backup. He's not beating her all by himself, either. It's not until the first week of school that he leans against her office door and says,
Alan of Columbus.
Alana Cooper,
she says, without looking up.
It's on the door. Can you not read? That would explain some things.
I was wondering who had time to do nothing but camp at the gym. Makes sense it's you, since you're not doing anything worthwhile with your life.
Anger flashes through her.
Oh, you're one to talk. You seem to have plenty of time to...
He is grinning, and she realizes her mistake.
Is Columbus a DC thing or something else?
He asks, conversational.
Dove,
she says.
Dove?
You teach classics. Shouldn't you know simple Latin words?
I didn't think you would.
He shoots back, just as easy. There's a pause, and then he says,
Alan?
Sometimes I go by Alan.
Cool.
He nods and knocks on the doorframe, like he's saying goodbye.
Good luck getting it back,
he says. And just as abruptly as he came, he is gone. When she pulls out her phone to look, there's a Gyarados on top of the blue gym. Its trainer is Nobody's Odysseus. and its nickname is Immortal Sucks. Alana texts Burry to come over ASAP. It's not like one of them always holds the gym, especially once classes start back up and there are students everywhere. Alana ends up allied with a bunch of random Valor students who have no idea who she is, and assumes Blake experiences the same thing with Mystic. Instinct also occasionally comes in, mostly someone named Reyes, with a very powerful Jolteon nicknamed Suck It, but that's only every few days. Mostly, the dispute feels pretty contained and personal, and Alana honestly enjoys it. Around Halloween, Blake stops by and says,
"Go to BU Pokefight on Tumblr."
"Is it porn?"
she asks, already opening a new tab.
"All one word.
BU-Pokefight,"
he says.
.tumblr.com. "That would be the worst porn site ever. The fuck are you into, Cooper?"
"It's your site. Your kinks are your business."
The site loads, and it seems to be an actual chronicle of who has claimed the gym, with submissions and trash talk and explanations of some of the other in-jokey Pokemon names, the ones that aren't her and Blake sniping at each other. It's shockingly and disturbingly in-depth. She'd hoped she'd cared about this more than anyone else did, but apparently not.
"Scroll down,"
he says.
"It gets better?"
"Oh yeah."
It's obvious what he wanted her to see as soon as she hits it. It's a post with the title, "Nobody's Odysseus and Alan of Columbus Conspiracy Theory," which starts, "Okay, but seriously, they've got to be Professor Blake from Classics and Professor Cooper from History. Check this out."
"We're famous on the internet,"
Blake observes.
"Clearly we are not giving them enough homework,"
she mutters.
"There's some pretty decent deductive reasoning in there. Someone who definitely took classes with both of us. They used stuff in our offices as part of their evidence, and some shit from one of my lectures."
"At least we're educational."
She pulls out her phone and opens the app.
"Instinct has the gym now."
He considers.
"It looks like we're trying to claim it together. It'll totally fuck with their conspiracy theories about who we are."
"And then when I take it for Team Valor..."
He rolls his eyes.
"Keep dreaming, Cooper."
But he holds the door open for her as they leave the building. And it's almost companionable. Plus, he gets the gym freed up, and she claims it before he can.
"Teamwork,"
she says, grinning.
"Cheating,"
he says. And she grins wider. In keeping with his traditions, John is not only one of the first people to get the app, but also one of the few who refuses to give it up.
"This is even worse than Snapchat,"
George mutters, which Alana can't agree with. John has put the dog filter on literally every foreign dignitary he has ever met. It's a genuine miracle they aren't embroiled in something later generations will call the Great Snapchat Wars. Or at least, the Snapchat incident.
"If I don't defend the White House, who will?"
John demands.
"No one is attacking the White House,"
Alana points out.
"Someone will. Someday,"
he tells her.
"And I will be ready for them."
The current defender of the White House gym, which only still exists because John got Tom to hack his phone to run the game, is a 56 CP Jigglypuff named Beyonce. Alana thinks it would lose to a strong breeze if one somehow started playing Pokemon Go.
"Don't you have some kind of presidential duties or something?"
George asks.
"This is my presidential duty,"
John says.
"I can't believe you got a second term,"
Alana mutters.
"It's because I use all parts of the zeitgeist,"
says John. Because being the president doesn't mean he doesn't say stupid shit from time to time. But they've trained him to mostly say it in private.
"Not just the tender middle parts."
He stands and brushes himself off.
"Okay, I got my coin for the day, and Beyonce is returned to her defensive position. Dinner?"
The future, Alana thinks, not for the first time, is a very fucked up place.
Dinner,
she agrees, and follows her husband and her best friend out of the Oval Office. After all, Beyonce can take care of it.
The end.
1 a.m. I like the vibe.
It's 1 a.m. recording. We're doing what the hell we want.
It's only 2,000 words.
I wish you best of luck to not pass out.
Steven inside out. Stranger to the Steven. Got no clue what I should do. I'm go crazy if I can't get next to you.
I have no idea what that's from. It just lives in my brain.
They were an ABBA, like, cover band made of, like, 14-year-olds, and then they released their own album.
See,
I did not know that was the origin of that.
My brain is a jukebox. It just does that. But that is also not how Pokestops work. You can't mick them.
George doesn't know shit.
No, but like the thick does not understand. And you spin it. It's not like a cute joke. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I know like 85% of the Poke rap.
Sweet. That is some chill rapping skills you got there. Like the vintage one or the new one?
The vintage one. I learned it in math classes. I was super bored in high school.
Mystics,
Barry says. That's beautiful.
It should really be reserved for valor, but
I think Alana is valor. Sorry.
Choices.
I love your George.
I love his character so much.
George is so good.
Hello. Team me up again. I'm here.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
So should I be saying it in Latin?
Columbus is the Latin word for dove.
Okay.
So, and the dove is the bar that her husband owns and that she lives in the apartment above.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can just say it as written. There's no need to.
I understand now.
Fun fact, it takes 400 candy to evolve a Magikarp into a Gyarados, and you get 3 candy per catch of a
Yeah,
so he had to kill a lot of other fish to make that big fish. It's like 6 different versions of like a Magikarp hat pattern on Ravelry.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
All right, question before we start the next scene. Are they in BU? Is it BU Pokefight or
BU? Yeah.
Okay.
BU dash Pokefight.
Right.
Fuck BU. Sucks to be you. Yeah. Now I'm safe. Sorry.
What?
Are you guys gonna have a fight now?
No, we both are.
We're gonna gang up on BU.
Sweet. We can have the rivalry in the post credits.
I did notice there is already a pubfic of this.
Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna put a note in the I'm gonna put a link in the post.
There's also a thing.
Yeah. I usually think I love, inspired.
I forgot how much I liked this series, and then I also just, you know, love the books.
There's a couple that Night Tracer hasn't conflict yet at the end of the Miss Atomic Bomb series.
I need to go back and like reread them.
I have not read them, but perhaps I will put them on my audiobook list.
Would recommend.
I do enjoy. I mean, I'm a Lana girl first, and then an everybody else girl. Mm. Lana, and then Dane, and then Cal, honestly.
Dane and a lot of fight.
Yeah?
For me.
Okay. Because there's, like, 4 series of, like, focus on this particular character, within the universe, and then...
They're all, like, quartets.
Yeah.
These were really cute.
Thank you for letting me talk about Pokemon Go.
Thank you for having the pronunciation for that. I'm glad that everyone has, like, a feeling about that.
That was really fun.
But also, I 100% have a Pokemon Go rival.
Sweet. As you should.
He is in fact, my nemesis, and I am glad I moved away from where I was because I was ready to, like, smash his tires.
That's the thing, is that this particular fic, Alana and Bellamy, were a lot, like, nicer? Friendlier than normal. Like, they are normally much more nemesis about this. I was like, oh, they're being very well behaved right now.
Pokemon Go brings people together.